Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today, we are watching episode 490, Power Rangers Ninja Storm. Episode 32, Eye of the Storm.
It aired September 27, 2003, written by Ann Austin, directed by Charlie Haskell. Eye of the Storm. In Ninja Storm, this has got to be like a big episode, right? Because we only got like seven after this, so is this like Endgame stuff start today, you think?
Maybe it's the eye of the storm, so it's like it's because storm. If Twister taught me anything, it's that it's like calm in the middle.
Yeah, that's where like the aliens live in Twister. Am I thinking of a different movie?
Yeah, Twister doesn't have aliens.
Are we sure Twister doesn't have aliens?
Yeah, it has a cow.
Are you sure that the cow's not the alien controlling the Twister?
Yes.
I don't know. It sounds like a bad movie to me.
I know they have a big...
That's the one where they put their belts, they attach their belts to like a...
And they hold onto a pipe.
Like a pipe.
And the
fine.
Twister that ripped an entire house apart is not strong enough to break a belt that's wrapped around a pipe.
You know, that's how you know that that's a George belt. A good belt from George.
You got that good leather from George.
From George, man. Anyway, if you're new here, hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. We just recorded one of these a second ago. The last one, we just did that. And now we're doing this one. So we're going to... So we pause the recording when we go watch an episode and then we come back and talk about it. You should do that too. We're just going to get right to it because we got to watch another episode then do the rest of the podcast. So without any further ado,
Ninja Storm Ranger form.
And we're back, and we just watched Eye of the Storm, and it didn't seem like it was the important episode I thought it was going to be.
No, it made me mad. having just watched the last one, maybe an hour ago, not even, like, still Vexicus has not paid off.
No, so all the stuff from last time, I was like, hell yeah, Vexicus is going to, maybe this is, it's a long game. And if it is, it's a longer game than this episode because it doesn't come back up at all.
Anyway, I've got more gripes and I've got some other, I guess it's just more gripes on top of the more gripes. I got some stuff to say, I guess.
Gripes on gripes on gripes.
I don't know. Did I like any part of this episode? I think I did.
Okay. Oh, geez.
But we'll talk about it.
Okay, well, hey, first of all, heyjakeandjosh.com, that's the website. You can go there. You can go listen to old episodes of the show. You can also go to the classic feeds, and you can listen to Up Through In Space. And again, I know I said this an hour ago. I'm just going to keep saying it. And one of us is going to look like an ass, and that's going to be up to the people. that's the people's burden at that point.
Yep, we'll have to run a poll. Which one of us is the ass?
Who's the ass?
If we were a horse in a school play, who's
which
the
one
ass?
Of us? Oh, that would be. You're a lot taller than me, so I don't know.
I don't know which one is better.
I don't know which way would be better.
If I'm the head, I don't have to hunch down.
Oh, maybe I got to be the ass. Damn.
Hey, look, you got top billing in the name.
You're right. It's only fair that
it's
I
only
have to
fair
be the
that
ass.
You're the ass.
Of this two-man pantomime horse combo that is a podcast. Where was I? You can email us at littleass.morphingrid.
You were in the back because you're the ass.
Yeah. heyjakeandjosh.com. No, I already did that. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Kazar Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and Podbaby. Podbrother? Podbrother.com?
Podbrother.
Brother? What is that from? It's from a Nick Swardson special from like 15 years ago. Okay. Cool boy. First, I was like, was that Ken? But Ken was Brother Man. That was Ken.
Yeah.
Ken did not do the, yeah, brother. I don't know. Anyway. This is gonna suck. Sorry, everybody. Oh, this is starting man. Off real rough.
So, look, sometimes we do two in a day, and you get butts and brothers.
That's what you get. One of us is the ass of a horse. So here we are. I don't have any jokes for podbrother.com. I don't know. Just leave us a rating review in all those places. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com. If you want to help buy us a two-man horse costume, go to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. That will be that's the $20,000 a month stretch goal, is that we'll get a horse costume and wear it. This is a Friday episode, so we should probably see if we got new patrons, huh?
Yeah.
All right, let me do that. We do. We got two new patrons.
Hey, all right.
Maybe these ones might be older patrons. Who knows? First up is Amy I.
Thank you, Amy.
And next is Gerald M.
And thank you, Gerald.
And that looks to be all of the new patrons. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, and thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
It's cool that you give us money for this.
For this? We appreciate it. Let me check emails. No, I think we read this one. Did we read the one? I don't think so. I think I said we're going to save this one. We saved it for now. And if we did read it, then I'll have to remember that when editing and cut this out. And you'll just hear like a Dragon Zord noise. Hopefully no Dragon Zord happened.
Should we put Cam's guitar shredding in instead of the Dragon Zord noise?
Oh, maybe. Maybe we should do that. This one is...
I hate that stupid guitar.
It's pretty dumb. This is from Steven. Steven said, there's no subject line. Straight to business on this one. Steven says, hey, Jake and Josh. My name's Steven. Longtime listener, first-time emailer. I've been listening to the show since, I want to say, the end of Lightspeed Rescue, catching up with old episodes that were available in my podcatcher at the time, which I want to say was just before the Psycho arc and In Space. Well, you're in luck, because it should be in the classic feed by now.
Yeah, look, anything can happen.
Hey, man, it could happen. From In Space, my personal favorite season. So I just kind of want to thank you guys. As someone who works in retail, admittedly, I work overnight shifts, so mostly stocking and cleaning. Your podcast really helped me get through the nights and taking my mind off a lot of the current events, even if just for an hour at a time, as I have caught up and listened to each episode as it is released. Also, I had a suggestion for a future bonus episode, assuming you don't already have one of these in the pipeline. Maybe you could do a countdown of your favorite Battleizers and Muscle Butt suits for the Power Rangers series. Yeah, we do need to rank something after this.
That's true.
I feel like we had an idea, but I don't remember it. So maybe it'll be Muscle Butt suits. If we can't think. The problem with that is it starts in Space. There's not a Muscle Butt suit before In Space.
Right.
So it's not like every season has one. Whereas like every season has a morpher and a theme song. So maybe. Or we'll do something else. But that's a good idea, because I love me a good Muscle Butt suit and I hate me a bad one. So
yeah, it would be a very passionate list.
Oh, for sure. Anyway, guys, thanks. Keep up the great work. Looking forward to more episodes, and may the power protect you. Thank you, Steven. We appreciate it. I'm happy that this podcast helps people forget about the terrible stuff going on, even when we do end up talking about it a lot, because I feel like it's disingenuous to just pretend it didn't exist, right? Like,
yeah.
Because the thing we're all dealing with, especially like, look, this pandemic, literally every single person on the planet, unless you live somewhere that is completely isolated from everywhere else, which the lucky ones at this point, everybody's dealing with it. So it'd be weird to be like, everything's fine.
Some people are choosing not to deal with it.
I saw someone, I don't want to talk about this too much. I saw online on Twitter, somebody had a mask on, and then they were like, look, it looks like I'm wearing a mask. And then they pull it up, and under the flaps, they cut holes. And that's the most... I don't even know what kind of emotion I feel at that. Because, like, I understand if you don't like wearing a mask, right? If you don't like wearing a mask, don't go to places. Literally, that's it. Don't go to places if you're not going to wear a mask. But if you're going to go, if you're wearing, the worst part about wearing the mask is having the mask on your face. If you cut holes in it, not only does that not help in any way, but it's just, now the mask is nothing. Now yeah. It's nothing, and you're just wearing a thing you don't want to wear for no reason.
I don't know, man. COVID is fake, and it's going to be over after the election anyway.
I
wish. Just want to be clear that I don't actually believe that. Yeah, I don't know if my sarcasm came across.
We should be clear. Because people really think that, and I would like to point them to 150,000 people who died from COVID, that is
also
pretty towards
the rest of the world who doesn't care about our election.
Yeah, I don't, like Poland has very little stake in what happens in our election. I think, I don't know, geopolitics. I do a Ding Dong podcast about Power Rangers, and I'm just the horse's ass of this show. So.
Don't at me about if Poland cares about our election or not.
Yeah, please.
I don't know. I hate it here, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. You want to talk about Power Rangers? It's another thing that you did not like this time, apparently.
Look, the more I think about it, the more I do like it. There's just a lot also that's frustrating.
I wrote down...
or just, like, weird.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff, and there's a lot of things I was like, ooh, that's really cool. And then there's a lot of things where I'm like, ooh, I wish you would have shot it a little different so I could read this a little bit better. But other than that... But also, doing two episodes in a row is weird, because normally I watch the episode, I take the notes, I watch a 22-minute episode for 30 minutes to 45 minutes, so you have time to go do whatever. This time, I was, like, trying to just take notes and not really pause and do stuff, but I did take, like, a lot more notes this episode than I did the last one, and I usually don't have, like, the immediate, like, bam-bam of, like, this is how many versus the last time, and I'm just like, where did all these notes come from? Because I don't think this was a much denser episode than the last one.
Yeah, I wouldn't say more happened.
I don't know. Maybe I just hit enter a lot more times, so they're shorter notes, but they're spaced out longer. anyway, we start off at Storm Chargers. Kelly's there. Kelly's looking good, like always. I realized a couple episodes ago that it sucks that Kelly's not in more Power Rangers episodes. She's a scene stealer, and she should just be in more.
Yeah, I feel like... Is this where all she does is just be like, hey, see you guys later, and she leaves?
That's it. That's all she did. And I was like, damn, girl.
Got
like,
it.
Like, you did it. So she leaves. The boys are waiting for Shane, who, like, sulks in. And they're like, hey, man, what's up? He's like, oh, my big brother's coming to town. And they're like, okay. And Blake's like, yeah, man, that would really bum me out, too. Extremely good delivery, Jorgito. Extremely good.
Right, because you can see him looking at Hunter, but he's, like, while looking at Shane.
Yeah, oh, he's, like, like, it's, because, so, on Power Rangers being, like, a half a comedy show, like, sometimes the jokes are there for the audience, sometimes the jokes are there, like, the characters are telling them to each other, and this is definitely one where, like, he's making a joke about Hunter at Shane, and it's really good. So, apparently, his big brother, whose name we will get halfway through the episode, we do not hear it until literally halfway into the episode, so I'm not going to say it until then. He will show up much earlier than that, but we don't get his name. Apparently, he's, like, perfect and successful and, like, owns a house and is probably married and has 2.3 kids and a picket fence and all that, right?
Right, yeah.
So Shane's like, it's stressful for him to be around because he's always, like, nagging me at, like, how I just want to skateboard and all that. We got up to Lothor, and Lothor is, like, full on the worst part of Diva Talks, where she's like, this is everything is everyone's fault but mine. Like, remember how Diva Talks got that way sometimes?
Yeah.
And then at the end, she's like, you know what? I'm just going to personally blow up the command center. And then she did, and I was like, hell yeah, Diva Talks. I'm waiting for Lothor to do that, because I feel like he's kind of, we've lost the Lothor that I fell in love with.
Yeah, he definitely has lost a lot of that early charm that he had.
Yeah,
because I don't feel threatened by him anymore, because he has not done anything.
He's like a bad manager, like we said last time. Like, yeah. He's just like a bad salaried manager who's like, every problem is not my fault.
Hey, you do all this work that I could do some of, but instead I'm going to go sit in the office and look at the TV screen with the schedule on it.
And just do nothing, just space out and do nothing, you know?
Play Angry Birds.
So... I don't remember which one it is. I think it was Shimazu, but I don't actually remember. One of them's like, hey, or no, it's Motodrone. Motodrone's like, hey, I got this new monster. His name's Isaac. His name is, this is not me doing a bit. His name's Isaac. Maybe it's spelt weird, but it's just Isaac.
He's got
two eyes, like the regular amount. He doesn't have more eyes than normal.
I guess his ability, like the thing that he puts on you, has eyes on it too.
But, like, he's still, like, he's and just it, a big, he has, like, a legitimately, like, a horrifying-looking monster. Like, it's, like, a legitimately yeah. scary-looking monster, but not because of the amount of eyes he has or anything.
Like, he looks like he is a monster to monsters.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't, like, speak at all. He's just this weird, giant bug, like, hunched-over bug thing.
Yeah, he's very Isaac. Gross. Yeah,
who's just like a guy we used to work with,
right? Like just Isaac. Okay, so Isaac, the regular man named monster, again, the scariest monster we've seen all season, and his name's Isaac. Okay, he has a ability where he can put a nasty collar on you, and he does that to Mara and Capri. And when he puts a nasty collar on you, the nasty collar has two eyeballs on it, and it makes you think your worst fear. It basically traps you in a psychic prison where yes. there are eyeballs on the walls, I guess. But that's
yeah, but I didn't realize that was part of like the thing. I thought that was part of Mara's fear at first.
That, well, yeah. So let's talk about their fears real quick.
Let's also talk about how Lothor asked for plans again, and we did not get to hear Mara and Capri's plan from the last episode, which I'm hoping like. That's gonna be like the final two-parter yeah. is their plan.
Like their plan, and like they destroy ninja ops, and like, cause like, if you think about it, they know where the ninja school was, right? Cause they yeah. had to suck it up in the sky. Ninja ops is just there still. Like it's in like a, there's like a,
it's just underground, it's just a bunker.
There's like a bulkhead that they can just like, go into. What if their idea is like, what if we just go back there and like blow the whole thing up for real this time? He's like, oh yeah, we could have done that like 40 episodes ago. Anyway. So Isaac puts a nasty collars on them. They see their worst nightmares. Mara's worst nightmare is that she is dressed like a bad clown in a straight jacket, and everyone is looking at her and laughing at her. It's like kind of creepy. Like it's pretty well done.
Yeah, I like this ability of like trapping you in a room of your worst fear.
Yeah.
But like it's like mentally, because you're still physically wherever you were. You just have this collar yeah. on, and in your brain, you're just like locked in this chamber where everyone's laughing at you. Or in Capri's case, you're just covered in gross spiders.
She's covered in gross spiders, but she has normal hair. And I'd like to think that's part of it. I like to think that part of it is yeah, like my just, hair's normal.
It's just blonde.
Yeah. Which is just like, it's just a little weird. So they're like, oh, dope. You made them. Trapped in a nightmare, basically. Cool. Great job, Isaac. So we cut down to the Power Rangers.
You know what they should have named him?
What?
Eyesore, but like dinosaur.
That would have been pretty cool because he is a little lizardy.
Yeah, that would have been better than Isaac.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up how they spelled it.
Oh, do you think they did it like Isaac?
Like, yeah, I do think they did that.
So we come back down to the Power Rangers. Apparently, their tsunami cycles are, like, broken from last week, which I think makes sense, because they did fight on some tsunami cycles, and they did get, like, knocked off. So that makes sense. But the Thunder Rangers are fine. And I do know that in Hurricanger, the Wind Rangers don't have motorcycles. That's an extremely that's exclusively American. Do you find it?
It is 100% Isaac.
Maybe you should have pronounced it differently then, right? Like, E-Y-E- you should have hit the Zach harder.
Yeah, E-Y-E-Z-A-K.
See, that's, like, better, but his name, they just say Isaac.
It looks like a monster name, but his name is just Isaac.
So dumb. So, what was I saying? The Thunder Rangers are the only ones that have motorcycles in Sentai footage. So this is Sentai footage of them going, like, cool cycles. Hey, yeah, we'll practice on these.
What? Okay, in Power Rangers, in the episode of Ninja Storm that we are watching right now, this scene, first of all, is super weird. Like, there's something that's just, like, way off about it. Also, why is it?
It seems like this scene came from a much earlier episode.
Yeah.
Maybe this footage came from, like, when they first started working together as... It's just... a team.
It's super weird that we just cut to morphed Power Rangers.
Morphed Power Rangers, like Sentai footage, which again is just like it's getting close to where you can't tell, but it's like just different.
Yeah,
enough.
It's just like darker enough.
Yeah.
And then Dustin's like, our bikes won't be ready until tomorrow or whatever.
So you check these ones out. Practice on these. Yeah. Practice doing that thing you do all the time. Right. Yeah. Like you like, and it's Shane and Tori who are, like, the least acquainted with motocross, right? Like,
yeah.
So that makes sense. But, like, they know how to ride by now. They got to Tsunami Cycles 30 episodes ago, almost. Like, what's up, y'all? Like, what's going on with this? They're too powerful, because if you'll recall, they are 250 cc's, so they are too powerful. They That's can't right. handle them. They're not used to it.
Too fast for Mario Kart.
Too fast, too furious for Mario Kart. They peel out, they beef it, especially Shane. Shane, like, extremely beefs it. And then Dustin goes, holy guacamole.
Yeah, it's just, like, it's all the weird body acting from the Sentai footage. But, like, I just don't know what's going on. I don't know why we're doing this.
It seems like a waste of time. We could have had some Kelly scenes right now.
Yeah, and then, like, Tori and Shane stand up and they, like, bow and apology and stuff, which, like, I get it. But as a like an American child, you don't understand cultural difference from what you're seeing to what, like,
right.
You know, it's a really weird scene, and I don't know, like, did it damage the bike so they didn't come back in later? Is that why we put this here?
I think because at the end of the episode, Dustin and Tori, not Shane and Tori, Dustin and Tori have to ride motorcycles. And in the Sentai footage, they use these motorcycles. So maybe they set it up by being like, oh, our bikes are broken. But you could have just said, like, hey, our bikes got wrecked last week and they still need repairs. So, like, yours are fine. And then just been like, at the end, be like, now you can't use yours. You have to use the Thunder Rangers to save them or whatever. And it's like, okay. That would have made sense. But they just did this whole extra scene. It's like, it's just weird enough that it, like, is, like, jarring.
Yeah, it just seems really out of place.
So then we kind of cut to them, like, loading the two Thunder Rangers motorcycles or motocross bikes into the big 18-wheeler. And Shane's, like, wicked spaced out. And they're like, hey, you all right, man? He's like, nah, it's my brother. It's still, like, I can't focus on anything. And they're like, all right, well, like, you know, go see him. Maybe he'll be fine. Like, don't worry about it. And he's like, okay. So we cut to him, like, because apparently he's going to meet him at the skate park. And if Shane's like, if I'm late, he'll be mad. So we cut to him in a skate park, and he's in a suit. And I do want to say, this is Pua Magasiva's actual older brother.
Yeah.
Like, actually his real older brother, so that's nice. So he's in a suit, he starts off real cagey, he starts off being like, well, skateboarding, blah, I don't like it. He's just very, like, businessy. So they start walking.
Yeah, he's like, let's go somewhere else where there's less action.
Yeah, I want to go somewhere boring. Let's go to a Star Trek place.
Let's go to Starbucks. Let's talk about Star Trek. I'll teach you Klingon.
I bet he loves Star Trek. I bet this dork loves Star Trek. So they start walking. And the older brother, who again does not have a name yet, he has a name at, like, the 10 and a half minute mark, like, in the episode. So it's going to be a minute. He's like, yeah, our parents are worried about you. Basically because you have no plans for the future. Like, is what he's getting to. It's like, all your plans are, I do a skateboard now. And again, we don't know if you're in school or if you've graduated or what. Like, no one knows what's going on that front. But, like, you're just, like, a skateboarding guy. And he's like, hey, you don't know what, like, I have a lot of stuff going on. Like, you don't know what's going on with me. He's like, what is going on with you? And he's like, I can't tell you.
It's a secret, actually.
And it's Power Ranger. So he can't just be like, I'm a Power Ranger. But he's like, I can't talk about it. And I like the conflict there. I like the way the storyline plays out. I just feel like a lot of the rest of the episode around this is just, like, a little weird. it's like a little bit of weird stuff. So they have a fight, basically, about that, and then they leave. We cut to Cam. He's, like, coding a new weapon or whatever. And, like, a screen pops up. It's like, hey, Isaac is attacking people, and he's putting collars on them like a real weirdo. And people start freaking out because they're seeing their worst nightmares. We don't really see or hear anybody except for one guy going, like, the dogs, all the dogs. Yeah, but the Power Rangers show up.
One guy that is in, like, this weird early 2000s, 1990s transitional outfit.
What he's also from the American South. Like, he's straight up looks like he came from Mississippi or something.
He's got, like, one of those, like, fisherman, like, bucket hats on.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like he has, like, a big dog shirt on.
And, like, a big dog's button-up Hawaiian shirt and, like, baggy zip-off pants.
It's just a lot. Like, this guy's, and he's just going, like, the dogs. And Dustin's like, there are no dogs around here. What's going on, man?
He's looking a little bit like Family Dollar Bray Wyatt.
a little bit. It's a closet cosplay of Bray Wyatt circa 2008.
It's like an off-brand Bray Wyatt action figure in like a dollar store package that says like Wrestle Guy,
Wrestle Swamp Man,
Swamp Wrestle Man.
So Isaac shows up. They start fighting. I think they morph immediately. So they start fighting. He goes to shoot a collar at Dustin. Dustin ducks, and the collar hits a Zaki, and the Zaki just freaks the hell out. Because who knows what's going on up in
who
there,
right?
Who knows
what a Zaki's worst fear is? That would have been really cool to see.
You know they would have done something like, he's at a family dinner and it's nice.
He's having
gross.
A good time.
Ugh, he's on a roller coaster. Ah, no!
Like, he's petting a puppy.
Oh, there's so many puppies. This is terrible. Like, you know they would have done something like that, right? Right. I would have liked it to be just like some unknowable, like, horror, just like this, like Lovecraftian horror is in his brain. He's like, oh, I super don't want that.
Instead, it would just be like, Lothar made him a grilled cheese.
No, yeah, stop, not a grilled cheese. So Shane goes back. Shane and his brother have split. They have gone. He is this in a different place. Shane's still skateboarding his frustrations out, right?
Yeah, so he said, I have a business meeting, but we'll talk more about how you're a failure later. But we're going to see where he goes.
Maybe it's a quick meeting. Because it's in 1 second.
I think his business meeting was just, I have to eat lunch.
So Shane goes up and he took his morpher off when he was with his brother. Because unlike a lot of Power Rangers, he realizes that wearing a big morpher looks like you might be secretly a Power Ranger. So he took it off. He missed a call or whatever. So he like ninja runs to go meet up with them. He lands near a cafe where his brother is just sitting there reading the newspaper and sees him, and he gets up to follow. He goes around the corner. He's like following Shane. Shane morphs where there's nobody around except for his brother. And he goes, oh my God, my brother's a Power Ranger. That's so dope.
Yeah. He's like hiding behind a pillar and he's like, nice.
Nice. This raises a question in me about Ninja Academy. Because the Thunder Ninja Academy seems like a familial thing. Like the Thunder Rangers, their parents were ninjas in the Thunder Academy long, long ago. So like it seems like that's a thing, right?
Yeah.
How?
I think you apply for the Storm Ninja or the Wind Ninja Academy.
Do they not even know that they're in a ninja academy? Is this just like a secret thing that's like, and if so, how did they find out about the ninja academy if it's not like a bloodline thing and no one told them?
And that's the thing too, is like you're a Power Ranger and I get you can't tell your brother that, but you can tell him you're studying to be a ninja and like you do ninja stuff not related to being a Power Ranger.
Yeah. Like what's up with this?
Just do your like lightning hop.
Yeah.
It'd be
well,
like,
run
look,
on the air for a second. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know. Do a 900. Do something.
Just do something, man. So he muscle butts up and he nukes like 40 Zakis like immediately. And his brother's like, hell yes. So we go to commercial. We come back. He goes around the corner to get his stuff. His stuff's gone. And his brother comes from the other side of the pillar. And he's like, you're looking for this?
The other side of the pillar that Shane just ran past.
Walked by. Look, man.
Or his brother should be plainly visible.
He was off screen. You can't see. You can't see over there. He was a little to the left. Who knows where that could be? He's like, anything you want to tell me about? And he's like, okay. And then they're walking, and he's like, yeah. So then Lothar attacked, and then Sensei gave me the thing so that I'm a Power Ranger. So it seems like he knows about the Ninja Academy, but they're not talking about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just don't know.
Ninja school is a complicated thing because, like, I'm sure going there is, like, really hard. And learning how to do ninja magic. Learning ninja magic is not easy, but, like, what's the practical application after you graduate?
I don't know, because it looks like Hunter and Blake's parents are accountants. So, like, you just go back into the world, but now you can, like,
right,
do a backflip.
Like, I don't know. Leanne graduated, and she's just a mom now.
She's just a cute single mom,
she
looks
can teach
like.
You how to spear fight, but, like, right? That's not her job.
Which is, like, a completely separate show that I would absolutely watch. Like, 100% I would watch, like, yeah, I used to be a ninja, but now I have a kid, so, like, You know, oh,
Ninja Mom.
Ninja Mom. Oh, ninja stuff keeps happening. I gotta go get my old ninja mask out. Ninja Mom. Can't let my 3-year-old know about my ninja attacks.
Yeah, gotta dust off the ninja leathers.
I hope she doesn't find the throwing stars in the closet, because that's dangerous for a 3-year-old. Ninja Mom!
Did she know? We didn't talk about this last time, but did she know Blake was a Power Ranger too?
I don't know. Because it seems like being a Power Ranger is like a pretty big deal in the Ninja Academy circle, right?
Yeah.
Because there's only like 3 per
school. I don't remember if she ever saw them morphed.
I don't know. I don't think so.
But she knew about the Zackies, because when they showed up, she was like, Zackies are here?
So, yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, that's last episode.
Yeah, it also sucks we're never going to see Leanne again. I think I said that last time, but like, yeah. It really does. So he explains all about being a ranger to his currently nameless brother. This is when I noticed it. I was like, wait a minute, he doesn't have a name yet.
This is just brother so far.
This is older brother. So they walk by while they're talking, and Motor Drone's like... not like under a pier, but he's like a level down from where they are. They're on like a boardwalk kind of thing. He's like a level down. He's just like, ha ha ha.
Yeah, because I almost called him Pua. Shane.
Yep.
Is just like the Spider-Man one thing of like, it's really dangerous that you know that I'm a superhero, because they'll capture you to get to me or whatever.
He's like, you can't tell anyone. You shouldn't even know. Like, that's already bad enough. Cam is like, all right, I did a Google, and it looks like, according to Brainwaves or whatever, he's making them relive their worst nightmares. And Tori's like, that's low even for Lothor. Like, that's pretty nasty. And they're like, yeah. And then Hunter, a smart guy, is like, we should fix our bikes just in case. We should go fix those bikes. I feel like we're going to need the bikes for this problem. And they're like, yeah, Hunter. Okay, let's go fix the bikes. That Tucky?
Can you hear him?
I did. So they leave to go fix the bikes as Shane's coming in. He's like, Sensei, can I talk to you alone? And Cam's like, yeah, I'm going. So he talks to Sensei about how his brother knows. And I like that Shane immediately is like, I should tell my boss that someone knows I'm a Power Ranger. So that's good. And I forget what he says, but he's like, platitude, random wise platitude about family and whatever. I don't even remember what he said. I was kind of...
I don't remember. I don't think he said anything about him knowing that he's a Power Ranger. Because it was just like, hey, my brother knows I'm a Power Ranger. And Sensei's like, what do you know about him?
He's like, okay, damn, Sensei. Get off my nuts. And I think he said something like about how like his brother's like the perfect. Oh, no. Oh, that's what he says. He says like his brother's a lot older than him. So they were basically in 2 different families, because he just like he was an adult when I was a kid, so like it's, you know, and he's like, well, you know, you're still family, so like, don't worry about it. So we cut to his big brother, who is on the phone with presumably their parents, I think. The only part of the conversation we get is him basically bragging about Shane, but not like in specific, just being like, oh, yeah, he's got stuff going on. Like, he's not just dinking around skateboarding.
Yeah.
But before he can do that, he's like, I need to call you back, because there's Isaac and Moto Drone. And to his credit, he's just like, okay, well, this is a problem. Hold on. I'll call you back. They collar him. Shane runs up like a second later, and he's like, Porter. So his name's Porter. This is 10.5 minutes into the episode.
I didn't even catch that. I thought he just yelled brother again.
He says Porter, I think. Now I don't know. And because now I'm thinking, I don't know if he says it again. So he might.
Well, hang on. Now I got to look that up.
Do that Google. So Shane saves him. He's about to be blasted by Isaac, who, in addition to putting nasty collars on you, can also shoot lightning at you, you know, which is standard, I think. And he pushes him out of the way, and he gets hit with the collar, or he gets blasted, and then a collar's put on him. Because it wouldn't make sense if he was like, I'm going to shoot a second collar on your brother. Aha! Did you find it?
It is Porter. Yep. Porter Clark. His real name is Robbie.
Yep.
Pua and Robbie.
Yeah. You know, you run the gamut. So we get to see Shane's nightmare. And his nightmare is him in his undies, alone in a room with his... well, he's not alone. His older brother is there, just telling him about how much of a disgrace he is and how much he sucks. And he's a failure. And everybody hates him. Which is #too real.
Yeah, he's... He's sweaty in his underwear, like sitting in a fetal position while his brother tells him that he sucks.
Yeah. Too real. The Rangers blast them and they come in to like help, and then Tori and Dustin get collared. And I was like, oh, we better see him, because they kind of cut away for a second, but then we just go back to their nightmares. And I was like, good, because I wanted to know. Tori's nightmare is that she's getting a haircut. Lame. This sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, whoever wrote this, I think it was Ann Austin. Hey, Ann, this sucks.
I do want to point out, though, that she does still have that good wavy hair.
It's good hair. I understand not wanting to get it cut, especially because it's just like people with a bunch of scissors coming at you. Like, it would look bad. But like,
yeah, but she's, it's not the scissors. It's, she yells, not a haircut.
Yeah. And because like we see Shane's, oh my God, they're cutting their hair. Then they're going to cut mine. Oh my God. We see Shane's fear, and it's like a real thing. It's like a real human fear. And then we'll see Dustin's, and it's like a real abstract human fear that like makes sense. And I think really works. But then Tori's like, well, she's a girl, so she doesn't want to get her hair cut. And it's like, that sucks. Cut that out. Not her hair, but like just regular style. Dustin says that he's falling, and he's like, no, I can't fall. I don't want to get hurt. Because like he's worried about like crashing his motorcycle bike and not being able to motocross anymore, right? Like that makes sense.
Also, you do jump in and out of giant robots.
But that's power. You got a magic suit on. He is in his motocross gear, so I think it's like entirely like tied to that. And so I think it's like this grounded fear that like makes sense. But then like it's just Tori's just like, oh, my hair. Like, no, that's right.
You couldn't come up with another fear. You couldn't just drop her in a pool and, well, no, I guess she's a surfer, so she wouldn't really be afraid of being in the water. But it could be.
Her being like, I forgot how to swim, like, that would be a pretty fear. Like, that would be terrifying, right? But, like, no, she's just like, I don't want a haircut. And then there's people just, like, flicking her hair. And she's like, no, it's just stupid. It sucks. The Thunder Rangers pull up on their motorcycles, and they don't do anything. They just do some stunts around Isaac and drive away. I don't know what it is.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to do with these Thunder bikes this time.
I don't know. I honestly think this is the first episode with the Thunder bikes in the Sentai. Because like the only reason they would feature this much is if they're like, the new toys, go get them now. Lothor's like, grow Isaac before they have a chance to kill him. You know, where we grow him. Or no, he says grow him before they have a chance to get their Zords.
Yeah.
Which seems smart.
Right, because aside from the Thunder Rangers and Cam, I guess, who's still just like chilling in Ninja Ops.
All right, we're back. Josh just lost internet for a couple minutes, so there's probably a weird gap where when I'm editing it, I can hear him going, oh, you're frozen, oh no, and I'll be able to hear me going, oh, Josh, you're frozen, oh no.
You should leave that in. That's what the people want.
Someone said, like, just, like, unedited. I was like, no. Under no circumstances would I ever release one of these things unedited. You don't need to hear us. Like, if you want to hear us talk about Scott Steiner for 9 straight minutes, you got to go on the Patreon. You got to pay for that privilege. Thank you. I don't remember where we were. I think it was when the Thunder Rangers are doing stunts. Because they drive up the stairs and they do, like, a couple donuts around Isaac, but don't do anything. And then Lothar grows him, right?
Yeah.
I think that's where we were. You were saying something about that.
Yeah, because he says grow Isaac before they have the chance to get their Zords, because all of the Rangers, except for the Thunder Rangers and I guess Cam, who's still just chilling at Ninja Ops.
Dude, he's coding. He's got homework, it turns out.
Oh, yeah, because he was doing something and Sensei's like, I think you'll finish.
You got to finish first before you, no fighting until you finish your homework.
So, yeah, you got the main three, like,
trapped
indisposed.
In nightmares. Yeah.
So this is your chance, I guess, to strike with a giant monster.
So he just grows Isaac.
Giant Isaac.
Giant Isaac. Big Isaac. It was Big Ike. and so he's big, and the Thunder Rangers don't try to call their Zords, because they do have their own Zords, if you'll recall from, you know, Power Rangers Ninja Storm.
Right.
So they just shoot him a couple times with lasers, and it does nothing because he's a giant monster. And then they get sucked into his forehead. It's not his mouth, I don't think.
It is, because they say, like, we have to get into his guts, basically.
Why is it so far up his head, then?
Because he's a monster. Even though he has a big, like, violator mouth.
Yeah, like from Spawn. Like, yeah.
That's fake. because his real mouth is a little hole in his head that opens sideways because he's a monster.
He's got a weird head hole mouth.
So, yeah, because they jump in that. And they say when they come back out in a minute, like, spoilers, they get him and they leave.
Yeah, bad guys lose, yeah.
Yeah. They say, like, open his mouth, and then that's what they come flying out of.
That's weird. That's very weird.
So this episode has a lot of, like, eldritch horror stuff to it.
Yeah.
Like, it has this big, terrible monster who's just gross with a mouth in the middle of his forehead.
Who, like, again,
who traps you in nightmares.
Traps you in nightmares, who legitimately looks scarier than any monster we've seen on Ninja Storm, maybe Power Rangers ever. He legitimately looks like a horror monster. And Tori's biggest fear is that you'll cut her hair.
And his name is Isaac.
And his name's Isaac. Stupid. So, anyway, so we cut back to Cam.
I can't wait till they get to this episode in the comic book.
Oh, I don't. I'm about to start reading the comic. Like, I'm about to do like a for real deep dive and just like get them all and just read all the comics. I read the first 11 issues and did not care for it. But according to David and everyone else on the planet, it gets real dope right after that. I've seen a lot of things that looked really cool. So I'm like, yeah, I want to check it out. They have gotten to the point in the comic where Jason, Trini, and Zach have left.
Okay.
And so they have been replaced with Rocky and Adam and Aisha. Here's the weird part. I don't know why you would do that. I don't know why. Like, because those actors didn't leave the comic book. But they're still in it. They still are in it doing Power Ranger stuff. They're just not. Well, I think
because in Pink, isn't Kim
gone? This, yeah.
She's not part of the main team anymore.
That's when she's going to the – she's in the Pan Global Games. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, they're just following the continuity, and it also gives us Adam,
that's good. But they get different Power Ranger powers? Like, they become, like, the Solar Rangers or something like that? And I don't know what that means or why, and I'm pretty excited to see that. So, but here's the thing is, are they ever going to get to Zeo? I don't think so.
I just don't feel like...
I don't think they would ever do Zeo.
And this is what I'm worried about with Hasbro also, is that, like...
We can keep doing Mighty Morphin.
Stuff outside of Mighty Morphin isn't the moneymaker.
They are making a comic. I forget what it's called. They made one called Soul of the Dragon that takes place in like SPD times, and it's like focused around SPD mostly. So like they are doing stuff, and they're making one right now. I don't remember what it's called, but it's about Jen and Wes after Time Force, and it introduces like a new like the Black Time Force Ranger or something like that, which is pretty cool.
Lucas.
He was the Blue Ranger, Josh. We've been over this.
It's that damn coat he always had on.
It's the coat and his cool demeanor.
And his cool hair.
And his hair, his gelled hair. Anyway, so yeah, I'm also worried they're going to keep doing Mighty Morphin until we're all sick of Power Rangers and never want to see it again. But also, maybe they won't. Maybe they will realize that the larger franchise has more to offer. Anyway, so they're in a forehead. We cut back to Cam. He's like, I got to go. And Sensei's like, no helping your friends not die until... You finish your homework, which is...
Your homework's done.
You got mechanical engineering homework. You got to finish making a weapon for the Zords. And he's like, oh, I'll get it soon, Dad.
You can't go out to play until you finish your math.
But then there's this weird non sequitur where he's like, no, you got to finish your thing or before you can do anything. And he's like, you're okay, fine. But also, there's a gap in the brainwaves. And so I think we could get in there and like let them know that it's not real and that could help them break out. And he's like, yeah, you're right. I'll use my telepathic ninja powers to do that. And he's like, good job, Dad. Let's do that.
Why didn't you just do that?
I don't know why. It's like, oh, they're stuck in their brain. If only someone could talk to their brains right now. Ah, man. Shoot.
Sentai's got a little bit of that Zordon energy where like he has to be told the cool thing he can do before he'll do it.
He's
even
got
though he knows he can do it.
He's got some BZE for sure. So he's like, Shane, believe in yourself. It's a dream. And then Shane like snaps out of it. So he's still in there, but he looks at this fake nightmare brother of his and he's like, I'm proud of who I am. And his brother goes, I know. And it fades away. And it's actually pretty well done. I actually really liked it. I thought it was really good.
And then Shane walks out of the nightmare room. Like, yeah, he just walks off camera.
I thought he was in undies. He's in, like, gym shorts, but he's still, like, shirtless. And
I definitely thought he was in the nice pair of me undies.
Just saying, hashtag non-spawn.
Nothing is as comfortable as a good pair of me undies. Hey,
they don't pay it. Josh, stop talking about me undies. They don't give us any money.
I'm just kidding. I need new underwear, and Latasha jokingly, like, said, get some me undies. And I was like, I'm not paying $20 for one pair of underwear.
No, thank you.
I don't have that kind of money. I don't even pay that much for a shirt. You want me to pay that for undies? No one even sees them.
Those go on my butt and my balls. Like,
it's just going to be sweaty in the middle. Yeah. Like, why would I spend $20 on that?
So people are like, look at my, I spent $500 on these shoes. I'm like, you're just, your stank ass feet go in there, though. Like, that's all. It's a weird way to spend your money, but okay. And so he, like, walks out and he's like, he's back, but he knows that it's kind of weird, and I like the way it's like ambiguous, because he knows that he's still trapped in his brain. Like, he knows he still has nightmare like room in his brain right now, but he's able to like do stuff finally. So he runs over to Tori and Dustin, and I thought and I hoped that they would get a personalized message about breaking out of their own fears, right? Nope. They get the same shit, and they get sensei going, believe in yourself.
Yeah, face your fear.
Face your fear. Believe in yourself. And they're like, oh, okay. He should have been like, Tori, I've seen the future, and you look cute with short hair. Don't worry about it.
You could pull off bald if you wanted. It's fine.
Yeah, because she's like, look, I follow Sally Martin on Instagram. She's had short hair. It looked really good. Pulls it off. I don't know what you would have said to Dustin. Like, Dustin, you're not actually falling. Also, you have superpowers now. You don't need to worry about it. And he would be like, oh, Dip, you're right. Hell yeah, I love motocross. But they just believe in themselves, and they fight their fears, and they break out. So then Sensei's like, all right, or maybe it's Cam. He's like, okay, we've got several problems now. So Shane, you need to keep Isaac busy. Get in the Zord and solo him, while Tori and Dustin get on the Thunder motorcycles and drive into his forehead mouth and get the Rangers out of there. And they're like, seems pretty standard to me. Yeah, let's do it. So they do that. They do a sick jump. They land right in his head hole. It smells like chili dogs in there, according to Dustin. And I think that's because Blake and Hunter are being digested.
Yeah, they're like in his stomach.
Did you ever play?
But also like intestines. They're in like these weird mushy tubes.
Did you ever play Half-Life 2?
No.
Okay, there's these monsters in Half-Life 2 that are more annoying than anything, but they're this thing that's on the ceiling, and there's like a thing that drops down.
Master, floor master.
No. They're stuck to the ceiling. They're like a stalactite or mite, whichever one's on the ceiling. We've talked about this and I can't remember. But they got this like tongue thing that hangs down. If you bump into it, it grabs you and like sucks you up and it does damage. Unless you can like kill it before you get to its maw. That's basically what's happening to them. They're like in a tube being sucked up into something.
Yeah.
So they have to shoot them down.
Like Willy Wonka.
Yeah. But like chili dogs. What if Willy Wonka made chili dogs instead of candy? Chili Wonka.
I would eat at Chili Wonka's.
I would too. I think Chili Wonka sounds delightful. So they save the Thunder Rangers. And then they like get launched out of the forehead. Again, I kind of blacked out for a second. I don't know what happened. Is this when they're like open his mouth and Shane like rips it open and they jump out?
Yeah, they just get him out of the intestines and so, they're like, hey, open up the mouth. And Shane just pops that head hole open.
So gross.
Like a soda can.
Open up a can of whoop ass.
Thanks, Steve.
So they come out. As soon as they're free, that's when Cam shows up finally. And he's like, I got a new toy. It's the Ninja Firebird. It's like a super mini Zord, so it's gonna put the Thunder Megazord and the Wind Megazord or the Storm Megazord and his Ninja Star Megazord together. And so they do that and they become this huge ass hurricane megazord.
There's so many zords in this megazord.
It is.
It's made up of three
bananas.
Megazords.
I'm just now realizing this cannot be an early episode because Cam is in it.
Three megazords in it.
Yeah. Huh. Anyway, we cut there as they're fighting for like 1 second. Tori and Dustin are like, oh, and Tori's back in her hair nightmare and Dustin's falling again. But they're like, snap out of it. Like, oh, we're trying. Isaac shoots a laser blast at the Hurricane Megazord. It's the star thing on his chest, like, pops out and makes a big shield and bounces it back. And then they just absolutely destroy the city by sending a twister down it and throwing it into space and blowing it up. But it visibly wrecks the ground and buildings when this happens. So good job, Power Rangers.
Like in Street Sharks, where they travel by swimming through the roads. Can you imagine the infrastructure costs for that city?
Through the roof. I mean, through the roof. So everyone's collars disappear. We cut back to Mara and Capri, and they're like, oh, thank God we're out of there. And then Mara says that, and Capri's like, yeah. And Mara's like, well, whatever. You just had spiders. Who's scared of spiders? And then a big spider pops down. She goes, ah, and runs away. And it's Jubo with a spider on, like a Halloween spider on a fishing pole. And that was
that's what
stupid.
You get for all those times you forgot to feed me
when I was little, remember? We cut back to Shane and his brother. They're at the skate park again. His brother's not in a suit. He's in like business cash now.
Yeah, it's Friday this time.
Yeah, man, he's in like a it's still like a nice jacket. He still looks dressed up, but not like I'm not in a suit dressed up, you know?
Right.
And so he's like, I forget exactly how we lead into this, but he's like, do you know what I saw when I was in the weird collar thing? My biggest fear was seeing you unhappy, which is like a really serious, like a genuine, like big brother thing that I really was like, oh, I get it. And he's like, and I thought you couldn't be happy unless you lived life my way, but that's wrong. And you're happy doing things your way. And I'm proud of you for that. And not just because you're up. And he's like, don't say it to be, don't say it. You can't. There's rules, Porter. And they hug, and he's like, hey, how about you skateboard? And he puts the helmet on his head. He's like, okay, I guess I'll try. And he just puts the skateboard under him, and he goes up a little ramp and then just beefs it.
He's just like, why don't you skateboard? And he puts the skateboard down, and he's like, go skateboard now.
Go now. Go do it. And he's like, all right. And I like that he's like, all right, I'm trying to make peace. We'll try to do this. And he just like takes one step on it on a ramp and just like skateboard flies away. He lands on his butt. Shane laughs. That's the end of the episode. So, you started, so I get to pick the first best. I'm going to say the best is, I think the best is actually the very end. The, like, where he's like, my fear was seeing you unhappy.
Yeah. My only thing with that is, like, if someone tells you they like what they're doing, don't be worried that they're going to be unhappy.
I mean, I get it because he's so much older, and like your brother's like 16 years younger than you, right? So like there's like a big gap there, right? So like I'm sure he does things where you're like, I don't understand. You're a teen.
Well, he's a zoomer.
So you can't even, he doesn't even speak the same language as you anymore. Then.
No. Yeah. The only like friend I've made since moving to Kentucky, at work is also a zoomer. Like he just turned 20, and I'm like, I don't understand your sense of humor at all. Because so, they'll like show me videos sometimes, and I'll be like, I'm sorry, I don't know.
This is nothing. So like, I guess it's like that, but about like life choices instead of just getting them, right? So
yeah, because he's like, I don't want you to just be happy right now. I want you to be happy long term, I guess. Yeah. Which is something I can understand.
Yeah. So I think that's my best is that. What about you?
My best is that Tori's biggest fear is a haircut. I just love that so much.
Josh, you better not be serious, or else I'm about to cancel it out. Okay, good. What's your best then, Josh? Your real one.
My best is, I guess also that, cause I don't know, this episode like took a big swing, but like ended up hitting a bunt. It's weird.
Yeah. My worst is Tori's biggest fear is getting her haircut. That sucks ass.
That does suck. I'm also going to worst that runner up to the monster's name just being Isaac.
It's Isaac. Remember a couple of seasons ago when I was like, I'm just going to give them regular people names. They did that this time. The Power Rangers did that.
They took your goof and made it real.
Yeah. Rude. MVP, I'm going to say is Pua. I think his acting was extremely good in this episode.
I'm going to give it to Shane.
Okay.
But I do agree.
Yeah. I think it like Shane doesn't really get a lot of chances to, like, have an emotional spectrum a lot. He's normally, like, either stoic or focused or the leader or, like, skateboard friend.
Yeah, he's, like, this weird stoic goofy.
Yeah, and it kind of, like, it's, like, here's the whole spectrum. He gets, like, this half of it. He's allowed to be on this half. And this episode, he finally was allowed to be on the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I really like that. Now we got to rank it. And I'm torn because I don't want to put it very high because I there's a lot of stuff that did not work. Like everything with Isaac, like the monster stuff, especially like the actual Sentai footage stuff, like just seemed really out of place.
It was really weird. And maybe it's because we're like getting less and less footage. So when we have an entire scene that's all Sentai footage, it's just like really out of place now.
That's not like a fight.
Yeah,
like, we just don't see that them just being them, but
it's
more.
Just Power Rangers acting, and it's like, I don't know, it just feels really weird now because I feel like we haven't seen that in like 10 seasons.
Yeah, but I don't want to put it super duper low because I did like the stuff that did land.
Let's try. How about the premiere, Prelude to a Storm?
I feel like that episode is far too low on the list, which is bananas to me.
I don't know. I don't really remember a lot of the episodes, but I feel like everything above it is pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't remember Looming Thunder at all, I'll be honest.
That's the one where Dustin lost his backpack to the Thunder Rangers when they didn't know they were evil, but they were clearly evil.
Right.
But so I guess, you know, but I don't remember that episode other than I remember like the plot synopsis. I don't remember what happened in it.
I don't remember why we would have put that above Prelude to a Storm.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know. But I remember genuinely loving the first episode. So it's weird.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think I like this episode better than it, but I definitely like it better than Sensei Switcheroo.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
So coming in at number 15, Eye of the Storm.
That's the thing about a good season is that, like, when good episodes are low on the list, you're going to be like, I don't know if that's right.
Yeah.
But the list is good, so.
Yeah, because, like, at the time, like, when we put Looming Thunder on the list, there was only, that's, like, the fourth episode, I think. So, like, we looked at it and went, no, this is better than the premiere, right? Yeah. So at some point we had confidence in ourselves that it was with much less time between the two. So anyway, that's going to do it for us for today. Hopefully the weird middle bit, just the jump isn't too jarring. I think it'll be fine, but you know, rural Kentucky internet done did you again.
Connecting to rural New Hampshire internet.
Yeah, boy. I'm genuinely amazed. I don't have mine. I was like fully prepared to like run an actual cable from one end of the house to the other so I could do video chats. Seems fine on Wi-Fi, and I'm genuinely amazed by that. So
yeah, that's how I was when we first started doing this too, because I was told our internet was like
10
not real good.
It's 10 megabytes, that's it total. Anyway, so we will see you next week for I think a two-parter. I think so.
I don't remember what it was called though.
It is called General Deception. Little salute there for you, General Deception. Yeah, that's a two-parter. So, it's only a two-parter. Thank God. So, that's a two-parter. We'll see you next week for that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I saw this fucking Klingon translator. Get out of here, Klingon translator. You're dorks and I hate you.
Never want to see your face in these parts again.